This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. Michael is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, business, culture, and more for the entire listening area. And Michael, we have an interesting list of topics to talk about, all kind of connected to business, but all of them incredibly different from the other.
Yes, well, I mean, and that's kind of, I guess, to brag a little bit, that's what we try to provide on the City Wire. So I'm glad we're able to succeed this week.
Let's start with beer. Oklahoma City has a downtown called Bricktown, and a piece of that, in a way, is going to be in Fort Smith eventually.
Right. The Varsity Grill, which was one of the first, restaurants, out-of-town restaurants, I should say, to move to Fort Smith and renovate and locate in a historic building. This is all after the 1996 tornado that devastated parts of downtown Fort Smith. That is being sold to Oklahoma City-based Bricktown Brewery. They plan to invest up to about $750,000 in renovating, kind of changing the entryway to the structure, building a patio, those kind of things. And they'll also employ more people. They expect to increase employment, but I think they employ about 30. The restaurant employs about 30 now. And the new owners say because of different things they'll provide, they'll be up to 70. So more good news for downtown Fort Smith. Recently learned that Smith Chevrolet is going to move some corporate offices to the Old Town Club in the downtown area. Steve Clark with ProPack Logistics is still in the process of renovating the old Otasco building to move, I think, about 40 jobs downtown. So good news. Plus, you get a brewery with all of that.
Well, and also new on the development list of things in and around Fort Smith, new corporate headquarters at Chaffee Crossing announced by ArcBest.
Right. Our purpose with that story, Arkansas Best announced that corporate headquarters some time back. And so, when this property was turned over to the military in the late 90s, people were wondering, what's going to become of it, that type of thing. And, we're getting to the point, there have been several large developments out there. A graphic packaging plant, Umarex, Mars Pet Care food plant, a Mitsubishi built out there, but that didn't open, unfortunately. You have a stretch of I-49 that's almost completed through there. I think they're going to have a groundbreaker opening of that next week. The authority is really down to about 3,000 acres left out of the about 7,000 I think they had. So they're less than half. And Ivy Owen, the director of the Fort Chaffee Redevelopment Authority, said, from here on out, it's going to be probably be smaller projects. And he's also predicting that in the next, 10 to 12 years, if the trends continue, you'll see the Fort Chaffee Redevelopment Authority essentially phase itself out, which was always the plan. It was an authority created to bring the property back into use, and once that happened, it would just phase out. So it's an interesting point to catch up with the history of Chaffee Crossing.
Also new and coming to Fort Smith, the city was home to Arkansas's first compressed natural gas fueling station. We talked about that a couple of years ago. Now, Falcon CNG is planning to come to Fort Smith, and they're a conversion business.
Yes, Barry Roden with Falcon CNG. Right now, it's just a one-man shop. He is really, talk about being on the leading edge of an industry. He certainly is, and there are just a few of these shops around the country, in fact. But, he is an independent converter, and so you can bring any vehicle in that has a CNG kit built for it, and he will convert it. Now, that doesn't mean you still run on gas, but you have about a 12 to 15-gallon CNG tank also installed with computer technology that will shift back and forth. So if you're just driving around Fort Smith, you can refill, or if you're driving around Little Rock or in Oklahoma, I don't think there are any CNG facilities yet in Northwest Arkansas. I could be wrong, but you know, if, as long as you're driving around in an area that has a CNG fueling station, you're good to go. But let's say you're heading up where they don't, well, you can still switch back to gasoline. But you know, right now, if you're, I think the gasoline gallon equivalent for CNG is just a little over a dollar. So, you know, would you rather be paying $3.35 for gas or a dollar for gas? That's what it comes down to. And the conversions are about $6,500. So, if you do much driving, it's not going to take it won't take much time to pay that off.
Okay, that's a one-man shop. The Bricktown Brewery is coming in, but that's kind of replacing Varsity Grill. You've got the Chaffee Crossing corporate headquarters. So we're not talking like massive job growth here, but this is all put together somewhat good news for Fort Smith, right?
Right, it is. And you make a good point on jobs. Fort Smith is down between 12,000 and 14,000. In terms of the number of employed, if you go back and look at where we were in 2006 through 2008. So there's a lot of catching up to do, but you look at what Arkansas Best may deliver. You look at this new college, this osteopathic college that will soon start construction. You know, just some other announcements that have been made. I think there are a few more in the works. I think what we're seeing, or what the business community is seeing in Fort Smith, is that the bleeding has stopped. It's bottomed out and it's starting to trickle upwards, if you can trickle upwards. But you know, it's starting a slow trend back, and so I think that's what people in the Fort Smith area need. They need to know that, you know, the bad news has stopped and things are starting to pick back up again. And so far so good on that front.
All right. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, and so much more for the entire listening area. Michael, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Kyle.